I mean, if you can only remember one scripture, and even if you can't remember a scripture, if you can remember the paraphrase of it, if you can remember how it speaks to your heart, and that is your declaration, it releases the power of God, the angels of God that are ministering spirits of God to perform the word of God. We don't just say it, but we expect it. I say something to my child, I expect them to respond. I'm not necessarily surprised if they don't respond correctly instantaneously, but I have confidence that they will with diligence. It's worth the effort to, if it's worth the effort to train up my children, then it's worth the effort to speak the word. To speak what's good, to speak the things that build up, not things that tear down. Do you ever catch yourself on a roll of just taking things apart? Have you ever noticed that if you're on a roll of seeing things that are negative, those are the things you can spot the best? It just gathers momentum. This is wrong, and that is wrong, and this is wrong, and that is wrong, and this is wrong, and that is wrong. How do you like to be around people where everything is wrong? How do you like it if you're the person? May as well throw that in. Do you justify it when you've been the person, or do you go, stop that? I don't care how smart we may be or may think we are. We don't know everything. And there's nothing that says you have to have an opinion about everything. But there is something that says, if we apply the word of God to everything, if we apply the word of God to something that looks bad, it has hope to look better, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. We can have confidence that it will. If we don't do that, then all we do is we end up and we just expect the worst. No matter what we're saying, we're expecting it to not be well. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Joshua and I will do worship together like we've never worshiped. Absolutely no doubt. I would just say that. I know that. If all I was doing was saying that, every time I said that, in my heart I'd be going,
it's just wishful thinking.
It's a fact. It's a fact. He's only 25 years old. I was 30 and headed for hell. So, I mean, you know, he doesn't have to wait 5 more years. I don't care if he waits 25 more years. It doesn't make any difference. It's going to be. It's coming. It's coming. Right? It doesn't really make any difference. As long as I'm confident of that, then it doesn't matter what any opinion anybody else might have would be about it. The thing that I would have to be cautious of is not forming an opinion about somebody that had a different opinion. We do that sometimes, don't we? But we won't anymore because we're responsible now that we've heard the truth. It'll change our lives. It'll absolutely change your life. It'll change my life. If I choose not to have the opinion about things, if I choose to have only the opinion that God has about things, aren't you glad God didn't have the opinion about you that other people might? Aren't you glad when you give people good reason to have a pretty poor opinion of you, that God still has a good opinion of you? Isn't that good? And it doesn't matter whether you think that somebody else deserves to have God have a good opinion of them or not. It doesn't matter. God don't care. He might care a little bit about the opinion that you have. But you aren't going to influence God's opinion about anybody. You can't convince him to love somebody, he already loves them. And you can't convince him to hate somebody because he don't hate anybody except the devil. May he send you help from his sanctuary. Do you expect help from God's sanctuary? This is the Lord saying to my Lord, may the Lord send you help from the sanctuary. My goodness, if the Spirit of God is asking God to send you help, he's got to send help, doesn't he? The only thing